You're listening to SBS News.
For Tang Bin, the COVID pandemic has defined motherhood. She gave birth to her first baby, daughter Judy, on the first day masks became mandatory in Melbourne in July 2020. Then, while in labour with her second child, she received her double dose COVID vaccination.
I get him on the same day. I really want to have a vaccine because I get some contraction the night before I have appointment for vaccine, but I hold it.
Tang Bin arrived in Australia from Vietnam 7 years ago, meeting husband Min at university. She says although now having two babies in lockdown, just 14 months apart, the hardest was the first few months home from the hospital with baby number one, figuring out motherhood with no family to show her the way.
The first time being a mum with Judy, yeah, like nobody around to tell me how to cuddle or feed the baby. Very hard that time.
Supports for new parents like mothers groups and in-home maternal child health nurse visits had been suspended, while mums like Manpreet Kaur in Melbourne's north discovered their babies came with a new moniker.
Whenever we made visits to anywhere, they ask the date of birth of my daughter, and when I say it's 22nd July 2020, they say, oh, she's a COVID baby.
Unlike other birth stories she's heard, Ms. Kaur says she was lucky in that her husband was able to be present for the birth of daughter Sagal. Thereafter, she says he was allowed only two-hour visits to the hospital before she was sent home. For Ms. Kaur, the joys of having a new baby came saddled with fears of parenting alone.
It was really difficult for us, like having the first baby and not aware about the things, what we need, what were the essentials, what we need in the next moment.
Traditionally, in her culture, she says at 6 weeks old, daughter Sagal would be welcomed to the family with a big get-together, featuring grandparents and relatives from both sides of the family. But at 14 months, the family has still not celebrated her arrival or Sagal's first birthday, and she's yet to meet her grandparents in person.
COVID has changed everything for us because when we came back home, no one was there to welcome us. It's just me, my husband, all by ourselves.
Multicultural women's health groups say 90% of migrant and refugee women report having a moderate to severe impact from the pandemic. Dr. Adele Medolo from the Multicultural Centre for Women's Health says international travel restrictions have forced many new mums from migrant communities to go it alone.
They would normally have family members like mums or sisters who'd be able to come and help them look after the baby after the baby's born. Or they would be able to join mothers groups, which during COVID hasn't been possible. So with those two forms of support removed, it has been a really difficult time for migrant mums.
In 2020, calls to the Victorian Parenting Support Hotline, Parentline, exceeded 21,600, an increase of over 2,000 calls logged on the previous year. While COVID has left many new parents in the Australian-born community to navigate child-raising alone, Dr. Medolo says the pandemic has increased the existing hardships for mothers of migrant and refugee backgrounds. Research shows mothers born in non-English-speaking countries were less likely to attend antenatal care and more likely to have poorer maternal health outcomes.
Even pre-pandemic, migrant women and especially new mums had higher rates of social isolation. So it's a risk factor for perinatal anxiety and depression.
An isolation that has led thousands of new mums to seek support online. Melbourne-based mum Neha Thakur Lutra started the Facebook group Connecting Indian Mums 6 years ago to help others like herself, raising children without the support of their extended family. She says during the pandemic lockdowns, her number of members has massively increased.
We have grown. When we started last year, around 7,000 mark. And this year, as I mentioned, we are already 11,000.
Members offer advice, support and cultural understanding. Ms. Lutra says geographically close members of the group have even provided meal drop-offs and groceries for new mums struggling to cope. She says the platform has become a lifeline for many new mums during the pandemic.
Can, you know, have our own little circle, like it takes a village to raise a child. So why not, you know, we be a village for each other and for each other's kids.
At least until international travel resumes and the village for new migrant mums in Australia can widen. Abby Denham, SBS News.